download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J
Mornings with Zan.
And this coming Friday, Vienna-based London producer Son releases his debut album. It's a real gift for the ears too, this record. A kind of collection of songs that's so good for headphone listening and showcases not only Son's production smarts, but also a really beautiful voice. I recently met up with Christopher Taylor, that's the guy behind Son, to find out a little bit more about his musical past. It's a bit of a mystery about this guy. He wears a big black hoodie and big black coats, kind of makes music in the dead of night, and he doesn't reveal a whole lot about his past. But when I did chat with him, I found out a little bit more about how over the years, Son has found his sound.
I drifted out of computer music and now making like basically everything with live instruments. So like I'm using 80s synthesizers and stuff like that to make all of the sound. And it's great. It's great to have come out the other side of it because, like, I always think about it like I used to be an architect and build everything, and now I'm more of like a sculptor. I just get in with the stuff and just see what happens.
Do you play everything then? And does that process take a while?
No, it's quite fast, but I'm quite scruffy in the way that I work. So I just sort of get in and go, and change controls and stuff, play something. And then for the next take, I'll change the controls again. And so there's no real way back, actually, because I don't have any preset sounds. So
right.
A lot of the time you'll get things where I'll realise 2 months down the line, oh, I'd like to change that bass note and think, yeah, how do I get that sound back? Because I just...
No control Z.
Yeah. So you have to, like, tune it, actually, in order to get it to work and stuff. But, yeah, so I recorded everything on the record, basically, yeah.
So if you're working in that way, does that mean that you go in to begin a song and the way that it turns up out could be very different to how you thought it was going to turn out?
Yeah, and, well, anyway, mainly because I never start anything with an idea of what it's going to do. So the process is quite fast, generally, and I don't have lyrics or anything before and don't have melodies a lot of the time before, and it just sort of all gets made really quickly, but it's very sort of flowy. And because when I write lyrics as well, I write more out of the... what's the word I'm looking for? Phonetics of the words than I do of meaning. And then at the end, I'll start to see what the meaning is and start to maybe tie it back around so that it makes sense. Yeah, so it's quite elastic, the process.
So would you say that your lyrics and your stories are more for the benefit of the song's sound than any actual meaning or story in there?
Yeah, definitely in the case that no meaning would override the sound of the words and the melody. So if the meaning was getting in the way of the sound and the melody and the lyrics, then I'll trash the meaning before I'll trash the melody and the lyrics and the words. So the meaning can be elastic until the end, and then the meaning becomes kind of concrete once everything's finished. Yeah.
You mentioned that you got into production and self-production as a means to an end, but at that time when you were playing in more traditional, I guess, guitar bands, were you still drawn to electronic music? And what led you towards the sort of sounds you make now?
I definitely wasn't at the time. I would say that probably when I was a teenager, like Kid A came out, and so that changed everything in much the same way that I'm sure that in like 15 years or whatever, people will be saying the same about Yeezus and saying, when I was 15, Yeezus came out, and I just remember everything changing. And it was a bit like that, I guess. And I wouldn't say that I make electronic music particularly. I make songs and they have electronic sounds in them.
Yeah, you're not making EDM, that's for sure.
I'm not making EDM, that is for sure.
You're from the UK, but you're actually based in Vienna. What drew you to Vienna?
There wasn't London, was the first thing. It was very calm for a start, very calm. I ended up sort of going there by accident. I was playing shows in that, like, in little places in Europe, in pubs and stuff like that. And I ended up meeting some people in Austria who were all in bands, and they were all sort of part of a very set community, and they were all living within about like two blocks of each other. I found that amazing because I had never had that in London. Yeah, I just felt that community sense and thought, oh, right, stuff's happening here, and everyone sort of embraced me and wanted me to move over, and I was like, yeah, all right.
Is there a particular scene there, or is it just a really strong musical community regardless of genre?
I would say that it's more of a musical community than it is a scene. It was definitely the indie scene that I was into when I went over there in the first place. That was the one that I met everybody and stuff. So I didn't really meet anybody who was making electronic music, for example. It was all just like indie bands and stuff. But yeah, so it's funny because now it's the opposite. I'm a hermit again and I hardly see anybody. So
Vienna's a beautiful city as well. It almost seems like it's an unreal city. Does the surrounding environment influence what you do?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, for a start, you can see the hills from some roads in the city and stuff, which is like an incredible thing when you come from London to be able to look down
really
the
hate
road.
London.
Yeah. You look down the road and be like, oh, yeah, shit, hills. And that's like the end of the city. And that's an amazing bit of perspective to be granted. Maybe living too much in your own head and you sort of look to the side and you realize that the end of the city is there, which means the end of everything is there, actually. As soon as you get on the other side of those hills, you know, you can forget about everything.
Artifice on Triple J, one of the first songs we heard from London producer Son. He's releasing his debut album Tremors this Friday, and we're chatting with him right now on Mornings. Even though Son moved to Vienna for their very strong sense of community in their music scene, he kind of struck me as a guy when I met him who well and truly prefers solitude when making his own sounds, and I asked him if that was a pretty fair summary.
I think so. I'm quite introspective, I guess is the word. Not necessarily introvert, but introspective. And I like to be able to, well, not even I like, I just do come out of my body quite a lot and just drift away and let things go.
When I listen to the record, to me it sounds like it's music that's made in the dead of night, in a dark place, and it's, again, that, you know, sense of solitude, but it really feels like late night listening. When did you actually make the music?
In the middle of the night, yeah.
So it works.
Yeah. I've got a studio in Vienna and I had a month where I could work. And I knew I had to get it done in that month. And I started working, I think, at 11 a.m. And then it gradually drifted. And by the end, I was working from 7 p.m. And I'd always sort of leave at 6 a.m. or so. Part of that was just actually to make myself get it done, because I realised that there's like a 7-hour period where you can work on music where everything feels fine, and then you realise that everything's terrible and you hate it. And then if you can get past that 7-hour block, then you'll probably get through it and make something amazing. So what would happen was that 7-hour block used to happen during the day and I'd go home. I'd be like, oh, all right, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll carry on tomorrow. And then I started to trick myself by going in at like 6 o'clock, so that when that happened, it'd be 1 o'clock in the morning and I couldn't go home. There'd be no way to get home. So that was the idea, was like, get to one, I'd think, oh, this is terrible, it's not working, I hate it, don't know why I bothered with this song. And I'd look at the clock and I'd think, well, I'm here now till 5 a.m, but can't do anything about it. And almost every single time, by 2 a.m, the whole thing just works.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What an amazing discovery. It's not even the 7-year itch, it's the 7-hour itch, you know? Did you learn stuff about yourself then, you know, in making this your first album, when you're in that process? You know, were you surprised about what you learned about yourself?
Yeah, like retrospectively, I guess, because I think the whole album is quite a dense subject matter in terms of, you know, it's quite sort of piercing what the root of a lot of that stuff is about. But it's not really one of those albums where you're inside that emotion while it's happening. It's more of an observational thing. It's more like looking at it through glass. So it's like looking at things which have gone wrong or that you've done right or wrong, or things that have affected you in a big way, but looking at them from the outside and looking at yourself from the outside. And so it was quite a thing to be able to look back afterwards and realise, okay, all these things still exist in my head that I thought I'd got rid of, but that's fine, you know, it's just what it is.
You're here to play the record this week at South by Southwest. You make your music by yourself. What happens when you get up on stage? Are you also a solo performer?
Yeah, I've just got like headphones and an iPod. No.
And you're telling everyone to piss off and leave you alone.
Yes, like, don't you know this is headphone music? I'm not playing this through the PA. No, I have like two live musicians on stage with me who are like synth wizards as well. So we have three synth wizards on stage. Yeah, it's
magical.
Like this kind of amazingly powerful wave of like synthesis. That's what it sounds like.
That's a powerful way to describe a show. You only got to play two songs last night, but you've got a few more shows on the cards. I imagine too, with the release of this record, they'll be touring further afield. Is there any thoughts about coming to Australia and playing Tremors live for us?
Yeah, I would love to. The thing is with getting to Australia is it's such a huge commitment to be able to do, you know. So you've got to be able to get down there, maybe do a few Asian things on the way and stuff. I am playing the Laneway thing on Saturday, which hopefully is an indication that I'll be getting down sooner rather than later, so.
Have a word to them when you're there.
I'm going to have more than a word. I'm going to try and get in their suitcase.
That's Son on Triple J. Yes, he did play the Laneway Festival party at South by Southwest. And hopefully he made a good impression. He's keen to come to Australia. And this, his debut record, is coming out on Friday. Tremors is its name. This is another beautiful song from it called The Wheel from Son on Triple J.